Parshas Korach Chukas, want to discuss the inyan of Emunas Chachamim. Korach b'etzem tainted against Moshe Rabbeinu that l'chor he took the Malchus and Kuna Gedolah for him and himself and his brother, and Nesius from Litzofim and Uziel. L'chor the next person on the list should have been me, says Korach. L'chor I come in the hierarchy, I'm closer to the top, and therefore, when he didn't do it with the Kaddish Baruch Hu's, it wasn't an initiation from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it was his own initiation. I was thinking, and let's say it was Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu Taka made it up himself. Kaddish Baruch Hu didn't tell him who to choose. Who should be the Nasi? Moshe Rabbeinu decided himself. Then you could be Matan Dvar, but then you come from the British Shalom. Shloisha Dvar Masa Moshe Rabbeinu, Eskimo Daito Yildas Kainai. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he told him himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking all the other. So let's say he made it up himself. But Moshe Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, is going to be masking him. That was exactly the Nakuda, I think, of Korach. When it comes to, he held, yeah, you have a day, but I also have a day. And Melin Chanami, maybe your day is. One way, might is another way. I really chayil kol vatal zvara. And that's cool for the nekuda of emunas chacham. Emunas chacham is no, even though you have the day, nevertheless to be mevatal dait chol to the chacham. I lemaisa he had a good time. Korach lemaisa had a good time. He was the next on the roster. He was the next one up. L'chira, and he was a chacham, and he was an osher. He was and he had a shalshelis shal gedula coming out from him. Shmuel Anovi. He had everything that pointed in the direction that he should be the one. It's therein that lies the nekuda of Munas Chacham. If everything would be logical that it should be Alitzofim and Uziel, then what's the Munas Chacham? What do you need the Munas Chacham for? Forget it. It's all clear. It's crystal clear who it's supposed to be. However, it's when it doesn't look like it's crystal clear, when everything looks forget, then to go ahead and be Mavat Leitcha, the Das Kainai, that's exactly where the Munas Chacham comes in. I feel like Yamin Shu small, but small Shu Yamin. That when they say Yamin Shu small, what does that mean? That means I know that it's my right hand, and it's something it's my left hand. It's not like it's a Sofik. I know for sure that it's my right hand. And they're telling me, no, it's your small. It's your small, it's the opposite. It's exactly if I care to what you think that it is. Nevertheless, that's what you should be. And Zeus Chukas HaTorah. That's L'chara, the Chukas HaTorah, the quintessential Chuk of. The Torah is Amarti Echkema V'Yirachayka Mimeni that Shlomo Melech said was with regard to Paraduma. Everything else is all the other Chukim was able to come up with a Geder. However, with Paraduma there was a Nekuda that was Mataras Atmeim, Mataras Atmeim, Mataras Atmeim. The one Nekuda, as Mor says in Nida, that is Al Zeh Omar Shlomo Melech Amarti Echkema V'Yirachayka Mimeni. That's Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. It's with regard to this, that's Chukas HaTorah that. Even though you don't understand, the taka doesn't make sense. The logic is fakir. Metaris atmeim. Certainly, it shouldn't be metamis atahir. Or it's against all teichol. That's chukas atahirah. In other words, the Torah bechlalusa is like that. It's not that just specifically paraduma. It's even the other aspects of the Torah, when a person doesn't his logic dictates fakir from the way that he. The Torah says, or the way that he hears from one of the Gedolim, then Zeis Chukas HaTorah. To Mivat Adayet Chol Adayet Kainai. You can say that's a pshat in the Yovei Poro V'Kaneich Toyas Aben. It's a kapara for the eagle. What happened by the eagle? Moshe Rabbeinu said he's going to be there for 40 days. He's going to come back. Now everything pointed to that Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming back. It seemed to be 40 days, and it seemed to be that Moshe died, and the Malach HaMavis took him up, and he's already had a mito. All the things seemed to be that it was pointing that Moshe Rabbeinu is not around anymore. And there was Moifsim, that Ataka was true. It wasn't just Pashur that, Moifsim that it wasn't true. Nevertheless, the person should be Mevatel Daitcha. Actually, the Torah says about such a thing. It says about a Navi, somebody that comes to tell you to be Mediach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, even if he does Moisim to prove that he's right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, passing in the Torah, the reason why he's doing it is because I'm coming. Lenasi says, Hayishchem Oyevim Es Hashem Alekeichem. Do you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not going to turn back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu no matter what? He's trying to convince you not to be coming in the Torah, and I'm going to give him the koyach to do moivsim to show not to be able to come to Torah. And even so, you're not supposed to believe it, because it's not the Torah. So you can have all the moivsim in the world and all the everything. The maisa, we don't work with moivsim, and we don't work with the. Somebody came to the Kleisenberger Rebbe, and he asked him for an eighth on something. Because the Kleisenberger told him to do something exactly fakirs from what logic dictated. Because so he says, okay, I'm going, and he's going to do it. Because he came back a day later, the Rebbe asked him, he says, what did you think yesterday when I told you that you should do it, you should do this? He says, I'll tell you the truth, it made no sense to me. He says, why'd you do it? He said, do you think that I understand when the Rebbe eats, the amount that the Rebbe eats, I understand how he survives on that? No. The amount he sleeps, I understand how he survives on that? No. So his eighth, like, do you understand? I don't understand anything. What do I understand? What's Sakat Upsha? Where is the Nekuda that's more the that a person doesn't want to be listened? Mimavatal Daitcha. So first of all, a person thinks that he has his own day. So why should Mimavatal Daitcha that's held that he was a Talmud Chacham also. I think maybe the Nekuda is from the Leitzonis. Like we find by Kerech was the Leitzonis of Kerech that got everybody involved. The Mesil Sharm says, Bebir Mafsidi HaZehirus. So he says that there's three Mafsidim of Zehirus. Mafsidi Amida HaZeis Machakeim Shleisha HaEcher Vatip of Altir Dere Lomis. You're so busy that you don't have time to think about it. Hashini HaSchik VaAlotzin HaShlish HaEchev HaRol. So he says, the first mafsid of Tir Da Alomis, he says, it's a Yosef Klali, it's most general, but it's the simplest to get rid of. Achasheni yinei ukoshim oid, hu aschoik v'alotzin. So aschoik v'alotzin is, leitzonis is very difficult to get out of. Kimishu tevei abom, somebody is drowning in it, kimishu tevei abom, yamavadu shkoshim oid limalim. And a person, imagine, they throw a guy out of a plane into the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. 2,500 miles one direction, 2,500 miles another direction, and he's got to survive. He's mamish smack in the middle of the ocean. He says to get out of it is very difficult. It doesn't make any sense. What happened over here? You saw Moshe Rabbeinu took you out of Mitzrayim. You saw he did all the nisim. You saw he was married the month. You saw he got the Torah. You saw everything. But it comes to be chelak of Moshe Rabbeinu because of one thing that he did that you didn't like. What went on over here? What happened? All of a sudden, it was litzanis. A person pushing here, you could shikur or shaita shiri efshalas lem armel enigam. The person to become drunk. You tell the drunk guy, I don't understand. Just stand up straight. What's the problem? The guy's shikur. It's his helfnish. It doesn't help him. You can scream at him, you can rant, you can rave, you can stand him up. Machnish dais. It's not going to help. The guy can't walk straight. And it's like the guy that they pulled him over for drunk driving. They told him to walk in a straight line. So he starts walking, he starts swerving back and forth. So he says, I'm sorry, sir, but it looks like you're under the influence. You're not walking a straight line. He says, what are you talking about? I'm walking straight. It's the street which is curved. Yeah, in the Hanami, you don't see anything straight. It's not, I'm walking straight. That's what the person thinks. He's shikur. He's totally shikur. I'm walking straight. And it's the street. Everything else in the world is curved. It's, I'm the one that's walking straight. And he says, also, Shrek Bekalas Reish, Mergin and Seldom La'erevon, which L'chiro, Simus Kof Tzadi Hei, the most chomer of all the Archokish, that's the one that has the most danger. And he says, V'tiri kishi alotzen v'ashkosos ne'ara v'kimo yamogen ha'mashuch b'shemen asher yashmit v'yapol mi'olav achitzu mashlichem la'oretz v'yenicho yisem shigil guf ha'odom kin alotzen v'fniyat yichochaz v'amardus v'lik tzonus echon b'schoik koton yapol ha'odom mi'olav ribi godom in his service v'yispailas. It's a shaykh that a person can use tremendous amount. He saw Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim, he saw Kriyas Yamsuf. There's no way to be misspelled. They saw the Yisraelis of Korah Kol Rekim by Mamon Hasina. They saw everything that is possible for a human being to see. They were all became Nevim, and they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bavur Yishma Ha'om B'davri Yimach. Ramban says, V'matan Tero, everybody became Nevim, and they heard the Ribbono Shel Olam talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. They heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. That way that they should, Bavur, that everybody should believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. They were all in this fall from what happened. They all heard Ribbono Shel Olam talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, giving over the Torah. What happened over here? Leitzonis. What does that have to do with us? So Leitzonis, I'm not discussing over here making jokes, and I'm discussing, that's not the Leitzonis discussing. Leitzonis discussing is, Leitzonis that Mesil Sharma is talking about over here, is Leitzonis of Dvarim Bavayin Hashem. And I think that's something which is nagea to most people. There's a slight letaris. If you see, Chazal said, somebody call a kliyas, ki ilu oivir v'nezar. Yibeinecha ki ilu oivir v'nezar. Is it mamsha v'nezar? Is it ki beinecha ilu oivir v'nezar? Does it really mean that? Whatever you mean with the Zara. God? No, no. Everybody gets angry a little bit. It doesn't really mean that. It doesn't really... That's Be'etzim taking the bite off what Chazal said. That's what it's honest is. It's Ken Zayin. It's a shaykh that it really means that Kol HaKreis is Kilo Ager with the Zara. Does it really mean that? To make light of what Chazal tell you, what you see in the Sefer, or what a Gadol says, really so important. Does it really mean that Machnash is that we really have to do what he says? You have to follow into Berech is also okay. It makes a difference if it's a little bit like this, a little bit like that. Is that okay also? That's an akuda of to be mevata da'at chol adasa Torah. No, if this is what the way the Torah says, then yes, it's important that you do it this way. It has to be dafka done this way. It has to be in echanamis, which doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. But when Chazal says something, when Nevada says something, then that's the bittul das, the munas al-chama that a person has to have to the Torah, or to the gedolim of the Torah, to do as they say, even if you don't understand, and even if it seems counterintuitive. Kas is l'chur and not like avodah zara. Everybody gets the kas and we serve avodah zara. So obviously it's not the exact same thing, right? No, Chazal is telling you that it is. Chazal is telling you that you beinecha l'chol apachas. It should be, at least in your eyes, they should be on the same plane. They should be on the same level. So we have to understand, what does that mean? I remember I was learning this Maimar Chazal once with a person. And I said, you're walking, he was walking somewhere. I said, you're going for 15 minutes, come back to me tomorrow and tell me what's pshat in this Maimar Chazal. Came back to me the next day, he wanted to say pshat. I said, no, l'chur doesn't make sense, I'm pshat. He said, this pshat, this pshat. At the end of the day, we don't even know what it means. So before you go ahead, you mevatel what Chazal meant. What does it mean? First of all, work on it. What does Chazal mean? What taka does it mean? And even with gedolim, sometimes when you ask the gedolim, you'll get a better understanding. And sometimes when the gedolim say something, lav dafka gives the reason why the only reason or the main reason possibly. They said one reason for whatever reason they didn't say the other reason, but. There's other reasons that are there also. Like the Gain says that even if we don't have the time of the mitzvah or the time of the Gzir's Chazal, certainly we're not going to be out of the mitzvah. So Mamela, why? Because there's other time, there's other reasons, there's other. So too with Emunah Sechom is that there's a lot of things that you don't see, a lot of aspects that you don't see. Mamela, not to be out of anybody's thoughts, and not to be out of yourself, and not to be out of any other, hear things from Gedolim. Not to be out of it. The question is, what are you supposed to do when one Gadol says like this, one Gadol says like that? So somebody's wrong here, right? Obviously something is. No, obviously somebody's not wrong. Whether, first of all, me higi l'cho l'achnis as reish chabein ahar meilu. Not that no one asks you to give your day out to it. Do you have to agree? If your rosh is one way, your gadol is one way. That's the way that you do it. You don't have to battle das. You don't have to do the other way. But to be mezalzel, to be leitzonis, to be megareya from what that zichronat, and that's how it is in all of. I was speaking to somebody about the Ninal specifically working out Corona with bitochen. It seems that there's different sects, different halakim chugim in Klal Yisrael that are going one way or another way. I just mentioned this to somebody. They said, and in shidduchim and in everything else, there's different halakim and how people do things. Who's right and who's wrong? They're not. They're all. Somebody once came to the Chofetz Chaim and he says, I don't understand. Why do we need so many different types of clients? Oh, we have Hasidim and we have Snakdim and we have Lishrish and Svadish and they do different minhagim different ways and different fields and different Nusach and different minhagim and Bechulu. What do we need? Everybody should do the same thing. So Chofetz Chaim told him, he said, that when you're fighting a war, so you have the paratroopers, and then you have the soldiers on the ground, and then you have the tankers, and then you have the people on the train, whatever the horses, and you have all different types of people. They're all going and fighting the same war. Why can't you all have the same type? Everybody should be the same thing. Of course, to fight the war, you need to come from all the different angles. Each person joins the army where it's good for them, where they'll be able to be most effective. We're all fighting the war against the Yitzhara. And we're all working towards the Avodas Hashem. Everybody's got their angle from where it comes from, but they're all imperative to get to the angle. Like Rameir Shapiro said, I think he summed it up very nicely, and he says, there's all different types of, there's Nusach Asher, Nusach Sfar, Idut HaMizrach. He says, but at the end of the day, this one starts with Hoidu, this one starts with Baruch Shomer, this one has Brachas over here, and this one says it over there. But they all come together, by Yichvoy Hashem Lirlo. They all come together, that's where everybody joins, and they continue on Tashri, Vechulo. Everybody comes together at Yichvoy. Really, that's what it is. It's all coming together for Yichoyed Hashem Le'erlom. Really, yeah, maybe this Gadol is not that way. Not to be Mevatel. First of all, to yes, be Mevatel to your Gadol. Zichr not to be Mezalzel in the any other Gadol, and certainly not in Divrei Chazal, Bechlal.